Hello?
Yes, hello. Good evening. My name is Christopher. I'm calling on behalf of the National Opinion Survey. And I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and your nation.
Okay,
this will be quick. I do really appreciate your time. Okay, I'm not going to... First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know that I'm calling on your cell phone. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Does anybody in your house hold work for any news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No. Okay. And are you over 18 and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. How do you consider yourself, just to make sure that we're representing everybody? Are you white, African-American, Hispanic, Asian? Native American?
I'm African American.
Okay. All right. Now, it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for the president or Congress? Would you definitely vote, probably vote, or there's any chances?
Definitely.
All right. Perfect. All right, and please rate your level of motivation for voting this year, presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote.
10.
All right, perfect. And what makes you feel that, what makes you feel that way about your motivation to vote?
Well, I have one of the first black women ever to be a president of the United States. That's historic, and we definitely have got to stop criminals from going into the White House.
Okay. All right. And the criminals, you said, right?
Yeah, like, I mean, it's a choice. Women's rights, you got LGBT rights, you got, you know, fair housing, you know what I'm saying, the whole border to all of that. So.
All right. All right, perfect. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat or as a Republic, as an independent, or something else?
I'm a Democrat. I lean more on the Democrat side. I don't align with the Republicans.
Okay, perfect. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat. I'm a Democrat, man. I vote, so I don't know how you can equate that. Like, I'm a Democrat.
All right.
You know, I'm definitely not a Republican.
All right.
At all.
All right. Perfect. And do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
Yes.
Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat approve. It could be better.
Okay. I thinking about the direction the country is heading in, general speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied in the way the direction the country is headed?
It's heading?
Yeah, it's headed.
Headed. So you're saying headed, yeah, like the direction
right.
It's going into. So yeah. The direction it's going into. If you have a criminal in the office, then you know what that looks like. But if you have an historic figure that can probably change, that could be a bright future.
All right. So you do you feel very satisfied or satisfied?
Satisfied.
Okay. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
It's about the same.
It's about the same. Okay. And thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the election should be most about? You may choose one. I'm gonna read a list. Stopping the Supreme Court from rolling back our rights and freedoms. Stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back. Bringing a new leadership and making change. with the first woman of a color president. Not going back to the Trump year of division and improving K through 12 public schools and making college more affordable, stopping the destructive policy agenda of Project 2025, combating
stop, that's
the
it right there. There you go. Stopping Project 2025.
There all right. You go. Right. All right. Perfect. So now I'm gonna I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using the scale.
Man, this is gonna be quick now.
Yes, it is gonna be quick. I do really appreciate your time. So I need you to rate. I would like you to rate feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 10.
I'm not doing that. No, I ain't gonna do that. So, I'm not gonna rate people.
Well, sir, you're just gonna be telling me it's between 0 to 100. I'm gonna go ahead and read you a list of names.
I'm making dinner, bro. So like, I mean, this is. I think I've told you the main gist for me. You know what I'm saying? I'm a Democrat, voting Democrat. I don't align with the Republican values. So,
all right then.
I do that for it. I appreciate you, sir. Thank you.
All right, not a problem.